Trump Effect, a running list of new U.S. investment in President Trump's second term. Since President Donald J. Trump took office, his unwavering commitment to revitalizing American industry has spurred trillions of dollars of investments in U.S. manufacturing, production, and innovation, and the list only continues to grow. Here is a non-comprehensive running list of new U.S.-based investments in President Trump's second term. Project Stargate, led by Japan-based SoftBank and U.S.-based OpenAI and Oracle, announced a $500 billion private investment in U.S.-based artificial intelligence infrastructure. Apple announced a $500 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing and training. NVIDIA, a global chip-making giant, announced it will invest $500 billion in U.S.-based AI infrastructure over the next 4 years, amid its pledge to manufacture AI supercomputers entirely in the U.S. for the first time. Micron Technology, the sole U.S.-based manufacturer of advanced memory chips, announced a $200 billion investment in its U.S.-based manufacturing and production of advanced memory chips, including construction of a second chip fabrication facility in Boise, Idaho, and modernizing its Manassas, Virginia facility. IBM announced a $150 billion investment over the next 5 years in its U.S.-based growth and manufacturing operations. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, announced a $100 billion investment in U.S.-based chips manufacturing. Johnson & Johnson announced a $55 billion investment over the next 4 years in manufacturing, research and development, and technology. Roche, a Swiss drug and diagnostics company, announced a $50 billion investment in U.S.-based manufacturing and research and development, which is expected to create more than 1,000 full-time jobs and more than 12,000 jobs, including construction. Bristol-Myers Squibb announced a $40 billion investment over the next 5 years in its research, development, technology, and U.S.-based manufacturing operations. Eli Lilly and Company announced a $27 billion investment to more than double its domestic manufacturing capacity. United Arab Emirates-based ADQ and U.S.-based Energy Capital Partners announced a $25 billion investment in U.S. data centers and energy infrastructure. Novartis, a Swiss drug maker, announced a $23 billion investment to build or expand 10 manufacturing facilities across the U.S., which will create 4,000 new jobs. Hyundai announced a $21 billion U.S.-based investment, including $5.8 billion for a new steel plant in Louisiana, which will create nearly 1,500 jobs. Hyundai also secured an equity investment and agreement from POSCO Holdings, South Korea's top steelmaker. John Deere announced plans to invest $20 billion over the next decade in American expansion, production, and manufacturing. United Arab Emirates-based Damac Properties announced a $20 billion investment in new U.S.-based data centers. France-based CMA CGM, a global shipping giant, announced a $20 billion investment in U.S. shipping and logistics, creating 10,000 new jobs. Sanofi announced it will invest at least $20 billion over the next 5 years in manufacturing and research and development. Amazon announced a $20 billion investment to expand its cloud computing infrastructure in Pennsylvania, creating at least 1,250 new high-skilled jobs. Venture Global LNG announced an $18 billion investment at its liquefied natural gas facility in Louisiana. Global Foundries announced a $16 billion investment to boost its U.S.-based chip production, including expanding existing plants in New York and Vermont. Gilead Sciences announced an $11 billion boost to its planned U.S.-based manufacturing investment. AbbVie announced a $10 billion investment over the next 10 years to support volume growth and add 4 new manufacturing plants to its network. Amazon announced a $10 billion investment to build new data centers in North Carolina. Pratt Industries announced a $5 billion investment to create 5,000 new manufacturing jobs in Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. Global Wafers, a Taiwanese silicon wafer manufacturer, announced a $4 billion investment in its U.S.-based production. Thermo Fisher Scientific announced it will invest an additional $2 billion over the next 4 years to enhance and expand its U.S. manufacturing operations and strengthen its innovation efforts. Merck & Co. announced it will invest a total of $9 billion in the U.S. over the next several years after opening a new $1 billion North Carolina manufacturing facility, including in a new state-of-the-art biologics manufacturing plant in Delaware, which will create at least 500 new jobs. Clarios announced a $6 billion plan to expand its domestic manufacturing operations. Stellantis announced a $5 billion investment in its U.S. manufacturing network, including reopening its Belvidere, Illinois manufacturing plant. Stellantis announced a $388 million investment to establish a mega hub in Detroit, Michigan. Belgium-based drug maker UCB announced a $5 billion investment in a new U.S.-based factory. In addition to its overall investments, Amazon announced it is investing $4 billion in small towns across America, creating more than 100,000 new jobs and driving opportunities across the country. General Motors announced it will invest $4 billion in U.S.-based manufacturing as it shifts more vehicle production from Mexico to the U.S., including in Michigan, Kansas, and Tennessee. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, a leader in biotechnology, announced a $3 billion agreement with Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies to produce drugs at its North Carolina manufacturing facility. Kraft Heinz announced a $3 billion investment to upgrade its U.S. factories, its largest investment in its plants in decades. Northmark Strategies, a multi-strategy investment firm, announced a $2.8 billion investment to build a supercomputing facility in South Carolina. Kimberly-Clark announced a $2 billion investment to expand its U.S. manufacturing operations, including a new advanced manufacturing facility in Warren, Ohio, an expansion of its Beech Island, South Carolina facility, and other upgrades to its supply chain network. Chobani, a Greek yogurt giant, announced $1.7 billion to expand its U.S. operations, $1.2 billion to build its third U.S. dairy processing plant in New York, which is expected to create more than 1,000 new full-time jobs, $500 million to expand its Idaho manufacturing plant. Corning announced it is expanding its Michigan manufacturing facility investment to $1.5 billion, adding 400 new high-paying advanced manufacturing jobs for a total of 1,500 new jobs. Carrier announced an additional $1 billion investment in its U.S. manufacturing, innovation, and workforce expansion, which is expected to create 4,000 new jobs. GE Aerospace announced a $1 billion investment in manufacturing across 16 states, creating 5,000 new jobs. Anduril Industries announced a $1 billion investment for a new autonomous weapon system facility in Ohio. Williams International announced a $1 billion investment for a new high-volume aviation gas turbine engine manufacturing facility in Okaloosa County, Florida. Amgen announced a $900 million investment in its Ohio-based manufacturing operation. Merck Animal Health announced an $895 million investment to expand their manufacturing operations in Kansas. General Motors announced an $888 million investment at its propulsion plant in Tonawanda, New York. Schneider Electric announced it will invest $700 million over the next 4 years in U.S. energy infrastructure. GE Vernova announced it will invest nearly $600 million in U.S. manufacturing over the next 2 years, which will create more than 1,500 new jobs. Abbott Laboratories announced a $500 million investment in its Illinois and Texas facilities. AIP Management, a European infrastructure investor, announced a $500 million investment to solar developer Silicon Ranch. London-based Diageo announced a $415 million investment in a new Alabama manufacturing facility. Lego announced a $366 million investment to build a new distribution center in Prince George County, Virginia. The Bell Group announced a $350 million investment to expand its U.S.-based production, including at its South Dakota, Idaho, and Wisconsin facilities, which will create 250 new jobs. Dublin-based Eaton Corporation announced a $340 million investment in a new South Carolina-based manufacturing facility for its three-phase transformers. Anheuser-Busch announced a $300 million investment in its manufacturing facilities across the country. Germany-based Siemens announced a $285 million investment in U.S. manufacturing and AI data centers, which will create more than 900 new skilled manufacturing jobs. Class and Quality Chocolate announced a $230 million investment to build a new production facility in Virginia, which will create 250 new jobs. Fiserv Inquarter, a financial technology provider, announced a $175 million investment to open a new strategic fintech hub in Kansas, which is expected to create 2,000 new high-paying jobs. Paris Baguette announced a $160 million investment to construct a manufacturing plant in Texas. Siemens Healthineers announced a $150 million investment to expand production, including relocating manufacturing operations for its Varian company from Mexico to California. JBS USA announced a $135 million investment for a new sausage production facility in Perry, Iowa. TS Conductor announced a $134 million investment to build an advanced conductor manufacturing facility in South Carolina, which will create nearly 500 new jobs. Switzerland-based ABB announced a $120 million investment to expand production of its low-voltage electrification products in Tennessee and Mississippi. Sika Group, a Spain-based corrugated packaging maker, announced plans to build a $110 million new manufacturing facility in Anderson, Indiana. Hotpack, a Dubai-based maker of food packaging materials and related products, announced a $100 million investment to establish its first U.S. manufacturing facility in Edison, New Jersey. Charms LLC, a subsidiary of candy maker Tootsie Roll Industries, announced a $97.7 million investment to expand its production plant and distribution center in Tennessee. Toyota Motor Corporation announced an $88 million investment to boost hybrid vehicle production at its West Virginia factory, securing employment for the 2,000 workers at the factory. AeroVironment, a defense contractor, announced a $42.3 million investment to build a new manufacturing facility in Utah. Paris-based Saint-Gobain announced a new $40 million Norpro manufacturing facility in Wheatfield, New York. India-based Sygene International announced a $36.5 million acquisition of a Baltimore Biologics manufacturing facility. Asahi Group Holdings, one of the largest Japanese beverage makers, announced a $35 million investment to boost production at its Wisconsin plant. Valbruna Slater Stainless announced a $28 million investment in its stainless steel and nickel alloys bars manufacturing plant in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Cyclic Materials, a Canadian advanced recycling company for rare earth elements, announced a $20 million investment in its first U.S.-based commercial facility located in Mesa, Arizona. Guardian Bikes announced a $19 million investment to build the first U.S.-based large-scale bicycle frame manufacturing operation in Indiana. Amsterdam-based AMG Critical Minerals announced a $15 million investment to build a chrome manufacturing facility in Pennsylvania. Novonex Limited, an Australia-based battery technology company, announced a $4.6 million investment to build a synthetic graphite manufacturing facility in Tennessee. LGM Pharma announced a $6 million investment to expand its manufacturing facility in Rosenberg, Texas. Vidar, a defense optical equipment manufacturer, announced a $2.69 million investment to open a new facility in Virginia. That doesn't even include the U.S. investments pledged by foreign countries. United Arab Emirates committed to investing $1.4 trillion in the U.S. over the next decade. Qatar committed to generating $1.2 trillion in an economic exchange between the two countries. Japan announced a $1 trillion investment in the U.S. Saudi Arabia committed investing $600 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years. Taiwan announced a pledge to boost its U.S.-based investment.